Welcome to Chip Health with Dr. Hans Diehl. On today's broadcast, we'll discover effective ways to be healthy by choice and not by chance. Gaining and maintaining optimum health is possible at any age. That's what thousands are learning at the CHIP programs, the Coronary Health Improvement Project offered across the country and around the world. So get ready to feel better, think clearer, and enjoy a closer walk with God. I'm your CHIP Health host, Charles Mills. When Verna Van Nuylen was 66 years old, she was told that she might live to be 67, but nothing beyond that. Doctors diagnosed a long list of ailments and prescribed an equally long list of medications, all in an attempt to keep her alive to see another day. But then something amazing happened. Verna got busy and saved her own life. Today, we tell the Verna Van Nuylen story, starring Verna Van Nuylen. Verna, welcome to Chip Health.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, let's step back about a decade ago and examine your life carefully. You were and are known as the Flower Lady. Why that title?
I'm known as the Flower Lady because I ran my own shop, my own flower shop, for 30 years. And we did weddings, a lot of weddings for brides. In fact, we did probably 5 to 7 weddings every weekend,
wow,
which got to be very stressful.
Yes, I'm sure it did. And when you were feeling this stress, I have a feeling that you did what a lot of people do under those circumstances.
I turned to food. I turned to God, but I also turned to food because it was... Basically, what I did is I ate on the run because we put in some really long hours, like 80 hours a week. We basically work, you know, I'd work until sometimes it'd be 4 or 5 in the morning and get an hour or two sleep and then get right back at it again. And I'd eat on the run. I put in lots of long hours, and I basically took care of everybody but me.
Oh, dear.
And I made myself sick.
Now, let's talk about making yourself sick. Can you describe for us the pre-CHIP Verna Van Nuylen? What were you facing?
What was I facing? Like I said, I faced a lot of long hours. I didn't take the time to take care of Verna. Whatever was quick and available, that's what I would grab to eat. And when you do that, you eat way more than what you realize, a lot more calories than what you realize, and it's not healthy food.
How about your physical ailments? What did it feel like to be Verna Van Nuylen at that time?
When I started getting sick?
Yes.
After almost 30 years of running my business, I found myself short of breath. I didn't have any energy. I couldn't do anything that I was doing prior to this. I'd walk 4 or 5 feet, and I'd be gasping for air. Mm-hmm. And I just found myself in a really bad place. I didn't have the strength that I needed, and I basically went out, and I knew I was dying. Even though I've been going to doctors back here and no one was really able to help me, I was getting sicker and sicker, and I could feel the life ebbing out of me. And I went out and I planned my funeral.
Oh.
And I basically wrote a love letter to my 6 children and to my grandchildren and my loved ones because I knew time was short.
So here you were, Verna. You knew you were dying. The doctors were in agreement with that. They're telling you that, yes, you are, in fact, dying. I think you just described a lot of people who may be listening to this program right now. Are you telling me that there is hope for people even in that situation?
Yes, very much so. I was taken up to Marshfield Clinic, which is the Mayo of Wisconsin. And when I had gotten up there, they told me if I'd gotten there a week later that I would have been dead.
Hmm.
That's how close to death I was. And at that time, the flu was going around. It was in December. It was going around quite badly, and they wanted to send me home because they didn't want me to catch the flu because they knew that I wouldn't make it. But I went home, and basically they sent me home and gave me less than a year to live. And I really didn't think I would be here yet at this time.
Oh.
It's a miracle. But during this time... CHIP program came into the area, and my pulmonary doctor, I was on an oxygen tank, and my pulmonary doctor had sent me to Dr. Kate Farrell, and I didn't want to go because I was sick and tired of seeing doctors, and I didn't know her at all, but I had put on a lot of weight during this time because I take a shower in the morning, and after taking a shower, I'd be exhausted, and I go back to bed. And I didn't do anything. I didn't have any exercise. Plus, people were bringing me food in, which was comfort food for the most part, mm-hmm. which is causing me to put on more weight. Mm-hmm. I had 3 appointments with Dr. Kate Farrell, and I thought maybe, just maybe, I would lose 10 pounds before the appointment came around. And when that didn't happen, by the 3rd appointment, I was so desperate that I decided to keep it.
Now, Dr. Kay Farrell, we've talked to her on this program before. She describes you as a very nice person, a very nice lady, that her heart went out to you. What set her apart? You'd seen a lot of doctors. What was different about Dr. Kay Farrell when you walked in the door and started talking with her?
She gave me hope. Hmm. I was in there, and I could tell she cared. So often that isn't the case, and so often your appointments are a routine 7-8 minutes long or whatever they are. And she gave me over an hour that day, and I was sitting there crying and carrying on, and she's looking at the computer and reading my history and what all I've gone through, and kept on saying, Verna, it's okay. It's okay, Verna. I got something for you. Hmm. And after quite a bit of time, she told me about the CHIP program, and she had her secretary check to see if there was any openings at all, because they already had started the class earlier that week. And it turned out it was the 4th night, and they had one opening left for Verna. That was a God thing. It was a miracle.
Oh, my. So you head for the CHIP program, the Coronary Health Improvement Project. What made you think Dr. Deal would be able to help you? I mean, nobody else had.
You know what? I didn't really know if he would or not. I had no clue. I was just so desperate. It was either I was sick and tired of being sick and not being able to do anything. Mm-hmm. I grew up on a farm and had lots of energy, always been very ambitious, and all of a sudden my quality of life had just gone down the tubes. So I was willing to try almost anything at that point.
Okay. So you pack up your oxygen tank and you head over there to the CHIP program. What impressed you right away from the very beginning? What was different about this approach for your health?
I'm not really sure there was much of anything that impressed me right away. I know that I didn't attend a lot of the classes because I was too sick to go to all of them. Mm-hmm. But the ones that I did go to, what I found out and I think really helped me a lot was that I realized that I could play a part in turning my life around. And to me, that was such a big thing, because we always hear, well, you know, it's hereditary and all this type of thing, and you feel you have no control in it. And this gave me more hope than anything, realizing that I did have some control in this disease that I had, and that I could turn my life around.
Because you have to look at the truth here, Verna. The medical profession couldn't help you. The marketing of the food that you were eating couldn't help you. The food industry couldn't help you. Your friends, bless their hearts, were doing the best they could, but they couldn't help it. It came down to the decisions that you had to make. Am I on the right track here?
That's right. That's really true. You know, in fact, this morning I went to work out, and somebody was saying, well, you know, my dad died at 35 from a heart attack, and my mother died at such and such an age. And this woman is like 46 years old, and she said, but I'm past that. She said, I guess the genes won't affect me, or something to that effect. Yeah. And you know what? I think so many of us think that way, and it is such a small part of our health is that we are hereditary, our genes, but it comes down to what we do with our lives, you know, what we choose to stick in our mouth and our exercise, lack of it, thereof, or the fact that we do it.
Well, I've always considered you, Verna Van Nuylen, the poster child for the great American diet and the great American lifestyle that we have here in this country. And I want to outline very carefully for our listeners the journey that you went on from the pre-CHIP Verna to the post-CHIP Verna. What were some of the steps you took, and what were some of the hard ones?
Some of the hard ones at first was just getting to class, because I was too sick to go most of the time.
In other words, you're saying that, you know, if it's hard for you to go anyway.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. You know what? We want to do the easy route. I was sick over Christmas, and in fact, Dr. Teal, because I was supposed to speak with him in Madison, he said, go to your doctor and get some penicillin. And then I was talking to the doctor that had taken me that day. And like she said, most people don't want to do discipline. They'd rather pop a pill.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was sick and tired of taking pills, not only the cost, but all the side effects that the medication was giving me. So I was willing, I was ripe to try something that was where I had some control in it.
All right. For those who are listening to the program, Verna, who may not know what on earth the Coronary Health Improvement Project is, can you give us sort of an overview of what it is and why it is?
The whole program, I believe, is to help us take control of our lives. Dr. Deal has done such a fabulous job of outlining this on the DVDs. And, you know, we have people coming into the class. I help teach the class now. And we have people coming into the class that are angry and belligerent and upset because they find out what type of a program it is. And within about 3 weeks, they have softened. And we just finished a class last week. And one of the gentlemen that came in that was very angry the first night ends up sharing his testimony. And he was thrilled because what he eats and his exercise had played a great big part in his life. And that, I believe, is what a lot of it is about, is what we put in our mouth and how we live our lives. You know, it's not only exercise and food, but it's also forgiveness and loving, and just the way we conduct ourselves from day to day is so important.
A lot of people want to come in and just be given a pill. They want to be given a bottle of something that they can take home and don't change their lifestyle, and this is going to magically cover it up. But you're saying the CHIP program doesn't work that way. The CHIP program says, look, there's some work that you need to do here, right?
That's absolutely it. And, you know, some days it isn't easy because we don't have a society that eats healthy. We have a society that, I mean, when you go out to eat, the food is so terribly unhealthy that it's really difficult sometimes to stay on the program. But you know what? Once you get to the point like where I am, to go back, oh, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So you have to learn to discipline yourself, and discipline isn't always easy. But that's what it takes to get healthy. And here I am almost 71 years old. Last Sunday, I ended up spending the entire day for like 8 hours chasing after my one-year-old grandbaby and my almost four-year-old grandson. And that's not an easy task to do. I mean, by the end of the day, I'm tired. But I couldn't have done that a few years ago. That would have been an impossibility.
And the fact that you're there to chase around that one- and four-year-old is that has to be a reward for what you went through.
If I would have passed away in 66, 67, as the doctors thought I was going to do. I mean, they basically gave me up. They just thought there was no chance because there was only 1/6 of my heart working.
Mm.
I would have never known these grandbabies. I got 15 grandkids and 5 great-grandkids, but I never would have known these really little ones. And it's such a joy to be able to play hide-and-go-seek with them, to play tag with them, to do things that maybe mommy and daddy don't always want me to do in their house because we're having so much fun. But it's a joy to be able to do this. It's a blessing from the Lord.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk about the Verna Van Nuylen story in more detail as we continue our program. We'll take a short break right now. When we come back, let's find out what kind of hope that Verna Van Nuylen can share with you, listener. If you are in that situation, you're looking for hope, what kind of hope does she have to share with you? It's all wrapped up in the decisions you make, and you can do it too, so stay tuned. Did you know that a lot of cancers are preventable? All you need to do is leave just 5 things out of your life. To greatly lower your risk of cancer, stop smoking, replace animal-based foods with plant-based foods, say no to junk food, get some daily exercise, and cut back on or avoid alcohol. If you think that's too hard, surviving cancer is a lot harder. You're in charge. Choose good health.
I'm Dr. Hans Dior, inviting you to join the people in the know and enroll in the next CHIP program in your area. It can make all the difference.
Hi, I'm John McNamara. As a CHIP graduate, I encourage you to consider this effective health education program. In 4 weeks, my cholesterol dropped 40% and I'm off medication. I feel great.
For more information about the Coronary Health Improvement Project and to find resources to help you live a healthier, happier life, visit chiphealth.org. That's chiphealth.org. We're talking with Verna Van Nuelen. She is a CHIP graduate of about a decade or so ago, and she is now involved. Is this right, Verna? You're involved in running CHIP programs?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So this is a program that not only saved her life, but she's using it to save other people's lives as well. Verna, as you went through the CHIP program, the Coronary Health Improvement Project, you learned how to eat. Now, that seems strange. A lot of people say, well, I know how to eat, but do we really? Does the American people, does that person really know how to eat for health?
No, we don't. In fact, after I came out of Marshfield Clinic, they put me on a program, things that I could eat and couldn't eat, and so many of them I found out after I got into the CHIP program were probably helping to my demise and helping to make me sicker. We, because our country is so well-to-do, we eat, put so many things in our mouth, processed foods, so many things that are just so bad for us, the chemicals that are in so many of these foods. And it's so important that we get back to nature and do foods as grown, you know, fruits and vegetables and beans and legumes. And growing up on a farm, it was hard for me to grasp this at first, but the meat that we ate, the chicken, the fish, the dairy products, causes cholesterol. That's where we get cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I can't have this and I can't have that. And it really, really turned my health around when I did get off of these different items. It made me healthy. It gave me energy. I've started feeling strength coming back into my body. And you know what? When you're on your deathbed and you can't do anything, can't even take a shower, and you're exhausted, and all of a sudden you can start doing things again, it's just a miracle.
Now, how fast did that happen, Verna? How fast did you start feeling better when you started working and doing what the CHIP program was telling you to do?
Like I said, the first class I went to, I missed a lot of the classes because I wasn't feeling well. Wasn't feeling strong enough to go to the class. Uh-huh. And even though I probably only went to half of them or so, I still lost 24 pounds. And I started feeling better because a lot of the junk did get out of my habit as far as eating this bad stuff. And I just started getting my energy back. And Dr. Deal came into town for the alumni, and he drew a name for someone to come back to the next class free. Well, he drew my name.
Oh, that sounds like a miracle right there.
It was. It was a miracle because, you know what, I had put away a lot of money over the years for my business, and then when I got sick, I didn't have health insurance, so I basically lost everything that I worked 30 years for.
Oh, my.
And so when Dr. Deal came in and I won that, I mean, there was no way I would have gone back the second time.
Yeah.
And him coming into town and drawing my name was truly a God thing. Got to go back a second time, and at that point, I had lost quite a bit more weight. I mean, I was starting to feel so great. Dr. K was starting to take me off my medication. In fact, by that time, I was off of all my medication.
Wow.
I was off of my oxygen tank, which was a miracle in itself. The gentleman came to pick up my oxygen tank, and I said to him, what are the chances of me going off my oxygen tank when I'm still alive? He said that happens very seldom. Most of the time when they pick up oxygen tanks, it's because people have died.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, the CHIP program was an absolute miracle in my life. It really saved my life. God first, of course, but he used the CHIP program to truly save my life and put me in the position where I am now helping others. And it's the best thing I could be doing. I love people. I love seeing them coming in angry and not feeling well and everything else. And at the last class, seeing them healthy and vibrant and more energy and just turning their lives around. It is awesome.
I think it's very, very important that we make the point here that the Coronary Health Improvement Project, the CHIP program, is not a pill or a potion. It doesn't even have a line of food. It just basically is an educational program that you go in and you learn how to live a healthier life. Am I on the right track here, Verna?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. There's two of us that co-teach the class, and then I bring in food samples, and then the last our Dr. Deal, via DVD,
uh-huh,
he shares with the people just so very much. In fact, that's where people start turning their lives around, when they see what happens when we eat some of these food. The program is just the most fabulous program in the world. I recommend it to anybody.
Well, if case listener, you're saying, okay, give me the website. Let me give that to you right now. The website for the Coronary Health Improvement Project, better known as CHIP, is www.chiphealth.com. Check it out. There's resources there. Also, you can go to www.chiphealth.org. And at that website, you can find if there's a Coronary Health Improvement Project coming to your town, or I recommend, listener, even if it's across town or in another state, get in your car and go over to this thing, because you may have come to a point in your life, like Verna has came to a point, where nobody is helping you. There's no help out there to be found. The only help you can find is in your choices. And Verna, that's powerful medicine.
That is very powerful medicine. As I said before, to be able to have control in your life, I mean, I had gotten to the point where, first of all, I prayed and prayed and prayed for God to heal me, because I believe He could. Mm-hmm. And after a long period of time, that didn't happen. I prayed to die. I didn't want to live anymore, because I hated my lifestyle. Yeah. And then when I got into this program, it gave me hope. It gave me hope. I knew that if I stuck to this program, that I would feel better, and that things could get better. And like I said, I'm off of all my medication. I'm off of the oxygen tank. I'm doing things at almost 71 that I wasn't doing at 45. You know, isn't that unbelievable?
That is amazing. That is amazing. And I think you just shared an important spiritual truth here. When we pray to God for healing, you know, in the back of our mind, we want to have a flash of light come upon us, and we want to have the sky open up and God's hand come down and touch us. That's not the way it usually works. Instead, God says, okay, instead of saying yes and no, He says, here's how. And so God says, if you want to get healed, in Verna Van Nuelen's case, here's the CHIP program. Am I on the right track, Verna?
Oh, yes. I mean, I want to be healed, so I could go on and keep on eating the naughty things I was eating.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, I didn't want to have to take personal discipline to change my life. And I think that is so, I don't think I'm alone there. I think that is just a very common thing, that it's just easier to pop a pill or ask God to heal you, and He'll heal you. And you know, but thank God He's so much wiser than we are. And that He does it His way and not our way.
Oh my, absolutely. And that's an important lesson to learn, that God uses instruments here on this earth, like the CHIP program, to bring healing. And that if we work in partnership with God, that's where the really real healing can take place. We need to do the hard work. Now, we say the hard work. Is it still hard work for you to be healthy, Verna Van Nuelen?
I every day have to make right choices. Mm. I don't have anything in my house that I shouldn't be eating, because if I do, I'm the kind of person that will eat it until it's gone.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know, so I keep bad food out of my house, and I keep healthy food in. And yeah, it's like walking with the Lord. It's a minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day choices we make. Mm.
And when we do hard work, even hard work with the Lord, I have a feeling that you will agree with this statement, that it's worth it. It's worth it to do the hard work with the Lord. Am I right?
There's no other way to go. Because once you've done it, you feel good that you were able to accomplish it with God's help. I mean, anybody can pop a pill. We have a gal in class right now that has MS. We just, like I said, the class graduated last week, and she came in 2 weeks late. But she shared with me the last night in tears. She says, Verna, you know what? She says, I find out I can write better now. Mm. My hands, I have more control when I write. And she was able to walk better. And, I mean, she was there only for the last few classes. And just in that short time, she could see a change already in her health. Mm.
And this
isn't that exciting?
And this is MS we're talking about.
We're talking about MS.
Oh, my.
And in the class before, we had a gal with diabetes that had really high numbers. And within 3 months, she was off of all of her medication, her insulin, and she's doing great. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a miracle when you see what Chip can do when we get involved in it and make the right choices. It's unbelievable what happens. I mean, I'm here because of right choices. Like I said, God first and Dr. K. Therrell and Dr. Deal, of course. But I wouldn't be here if I hadn't chose to go through the CHIP program and make these proper choices.
It's important that we say that the CHIP program and your physician together make a pretty good team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was going in for tests probably four times a month for this test and that test because they didn't know what to do for me anymore. And I very seldom go. I probably go to see Dr. K now once a year just for my usual checkup because she wants to make sure I'm okay. And you know what? The bottom line is if I chose to go back to my old ways of eating, I'd be probably right back where I was and I probably wouldn't make it through next time. And that's kind of a frightening thought.
It is. You're sort of like a scientific study. This is Verna Van Nuylen when she's eating correctly. This is Verna Van Nuylen when she's not. You're like a one-person study, Verna.
I am. And you know what? I find that when I do end up eating something that I shouldn't eat, because you learn to get really tuned to your body, I don't feel well. I get sluggish. I get irritable. I just don't feel well. So, I mean, the choice ends up being quite easy on what to do then at that point.
Oh, man, that is such good news. And by the way, listener, what we're talking about here, what the CHIP program proclaims with a loud voice across this nation and around the world, is the benefits of a whole foods plant-based diet, a whole foods plant-based diet. That's how you shop at the grocery store. That's the food you put into your body. That's where the power is. And Verna, you know, we only have to look back to creation to know that this was God's idea.
Absolutely. It is really awesome because you don't starve yourself. I think that probably was one of the biggest things that probably got me through the program, because if I would have died during that time when I was so sick, my kids would have probably found every diet book that was ever published in the world in my cupboards. I've tried them all, including the Atkins diet. I've tried them all, and none of them work. You lose the weight. I don't care what diet you go on. You lose the weight, but you gain it right back. And you know what, Charles? The awesome thing in this whole program is I've been, it's like, what, 4 years now I've been on this program? And I've lost a lot of weight in the past just to gain it all back plus. And I would like to lose more weight, but I have kept my weight off. And I've lost like 85 pounds, and I've kept it off.
My. Well, there is a testimony and a half from Verna Van Nuylen. Thank you, Verna. And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with Verna Van Nuylen, inviting you to begin enjoying health by choice, not chance. Goodbye, everyone.